The Tiger by William Blake. Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forests of the night. What immortal hand or eye could frame thy fearful symmetry? In what distant deeps or skies burnt the fire of thine eyes? On what wings dare he aspire? What the hand dare seize the fire? And what shoulder and what art could twist the sinews of thy heart? And when thy heart began to beat, what dread hand and what dread feet? What the hammer, what the chain, in what furnace was thy brain? What the anvil, what dread grasp dare its deadly terrors clasp? When the stars threw down their spears and watered heaven with their tears, did he smile his work to see? Did he who made the lamb make thee? Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forests of the night, what immortal hand or eye dare frame thy fearful symmetry? The Tiger is one of the most impressive and best known lyrics by the 18th century poet William Blake. It is from his Songs of Experience. The poem has been variously interpreted. Some interpret it as showing the two contrary states of the human soul. Others see to it as the struggle between the strong and the weak, as symbolized by the tiger and the lamb respectively. Still others see the unlashing of the destructive forces on the world and the danger lurking for the innocent and the good. What I am trying to do here is give a simple analysis of the poem, especially for those who study English as a second language and opt for English literature. They do not have any knowledge of the influences that formed a writer and therefore cannot refer each image to its symbolic context. A simple reading and understanding of the poem therefore becomes necessary so that the students do not lose their interest. The tiger of the poem is the symbol of all that is savage and awe-inspiring. The poet appears perplexed that the same creator who made the lamb the gentlest, harmless, and most lovable of creatures also made the tiger in all its terrifying beauty and strength. The tiger's ferocious bright eyes, burning like live coals in the dark forest at night, refer not just to the intensity of the tiger's gaze, but vividly bring out the burning ferocity, brilliance, and destructiveness of the tiger. The poet is awed by the fearful beauty of the tiger. The words "fearful symmetry" emphasize both the terrifying yet graceful and perfectly well-proportioned body of the tiger. Although the poem is titled The Tiger, yet it is more about the maker of the tiger than it is about the tiger itself. The poem reverberates with unanswered questions, which show that the poet is grappling to understand the mind and mystery of God's handiwork. Who created the magnificent beast? From where and how was the fire that burns in the tiger's eyes brought? From the deeps or the skies? The poet wonders at the strength, the force, and the craftsmanship that went into the tiger's creation. And then questions again, "And when thy heart began to beat, what dread hand and what dread feet?" That is, After creating such a terrifying animal, who could stand before it and shape it further? In the next stanza, God is compared to a blacksmith grasping a strong hammer in his hand with a piece of hot iron on the anvil, giving the desired shape to the tiger's brain where savage scheming goes on. The poet again wonders as to what kind of tool, hammer, did God use to design, to shape the tiger? How did the Maker muster courage to grasp this powerful and destructive creature? The whole picture of the tiger, designed in a blacksmith's workshop through heat and hammer, emphasizes the hard-heartedness that was hammered into its being. It was necessary for a beast of prey to have this hard-heartedness towards the creature it must kill to survive. These three stanzas suggest that no ordinary creator could have gathered together and shaped so frightening a creature. The fire for its eyes had to be brought from some distant underworld or heavenly region. Its heart could have been molded and shaped only by a creator more powerful, fearful, and conniving than itself. It could have been designed only by a supernatural, skillful, and powerful smith with magical tools in a fabulous workshop. The next stanza, "When the stars threw down their spears and watered heaven with their tears, did he smile his work to see? Did he who made the lamb make thee?" In these lines, the poet compares the stars to spearmen, fighters armed with spears, who hid their faces with terror on the newly created fierce animal, the tiger, as if they were sorry for man. These lines suggest the terror that possessed nature at the creation of so fearful a creature as the tiger. The image of the stars weeping and throwing down their spears like a defeated army surrendering the powerful enemy express their defeat and grief. And the poet wonders whether the creator of this animal rejoiced to see his new creation? Did he smile his work to see? The poet appears bewildered and finds himself incapable of understanding that how could the Maker who created the lamb, the symbol of innocence, love, and tender feeling, also create this wild, strong, and destructive animal? The closing lines repeat the central question of the poem stated in stanza 1. However, the poet changes "could" in line 4 to "dare" in line 24. This is a significant change, as the poet is no longer asking who had the capability of creating the tiger, but who dared to create such a frightful creature, suggesting that it was a daring act even on the part of the creator of the tiger.